is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast. It's your boy Alex Aronson with my co-host Corey Oskowitz.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you guys so much for listening again. We have very special guests on today. Keep it going, guys. Make some noise.
This kid hates it. This is why he's a terrible host, because he tries to do it on a podcast.
Yeah.
Make some noise.
Make some noise for
he performs
the
all over.
Corey Tindall, everybody.
Close the colleges.
What's going on?
Thank you, guys. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming, man.
Yeah.
How you doing? Just chilling?
Doing all right. It's early.
Yeah, it is a bit early.
It was early when you got here.
You know us.
Yeah, now it's late.
Early bird gets the worm, right?
Name, though.
What?
Like, your whole thing is like All Days Off, and here I am in the morning on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, this is torture off. For us. Yes. And this is absolute torture for us.
Fuck? It's because we hate ourselves. That's why. I don't think you've noticed that by now, but we fucking hate ourselves.
Doing stuff is torture. That's what this podcast is all about.
Doing shit sucks.
That's true.
We're going to make t-shirts. Doing shit sucks.
Yeah. It's good. Dude, that's what we should have named your show.
Doing
shit sucks.
Yeah, we should. Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like that's kind of like telling people they shouldn't come to your show, though. Like, you're just reminding them how much it sucks to go to your show.
Doing shit sucks, parentheses, not this.
Yeah.
The only thing that doesn't suck.
We know we have to do shit, but like, you could acknowledge that it sucks, right? While doing it.
Yeah.
Like, doing laundry fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, people be like, it's so sick you have a washer dryer in your unit. I was like, yeah, but you still need to do laundry.
Yeah, it sucks. Once you like get something, you get comfortable with it, and then you're just like, I can't explain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Good start.
You can't go backwards.
Yeah.
We had all late nights around the couch, all of us last night.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
I think this is it for me. I don't really know. I'm just closing off on like a fucking 4-day bender. It's tough right now. It is tough, but I'm here. You know, we're just early birds. We just wake up and we're fucking hungry. We hustle.
I start to think, me and Corey get very paranoid. I start to think I'm not going to make it in comedy because I party too hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be my downfall. That's going to be it.
What happened with you in comedy? Oh, it's just too fucking sick all the time.
Everyone liked me too much, man. I couldn't
do it anymore. I was just
too hungover. I had to quit.
I was just the man way too often.
We were talking about this before. I had the experience last night where the bartender's like, all right, last call, everybody. And there's a group of people who are like, oh, shit, I got to get one more drink. And then there's the other group of people like me. They're like, Jesus Christ, why am I still here?
I think every time I've heard that, my reaction's been, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah. It's not what I got shit to do tomorrow. I got to do laundry.
That's funny how you say that, the bar completely splits. You know, like the caveman SpongeBob meme where he's just like,
I don't know the SpongeBob meme.
Bro, you got to get in with it. You know the caveman SpongeBob meme,
do
right?
You know SpongeBob meme?
Yeah, for sure.
It was a dual caveman SpongeBob meme moment where like half the bar was just like, fuck, I got to get another drink before it closes. And the other half of the bar was like, fuck, I'm going to kill myself tomorrow.
I'm going to kill myself tomorrow. And now it's today.
Well, you didn't do it. So
I didn't do it.
We're here.
Well, wait until after this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm just happy today's not fucking SantaCon.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking
that was
of doing laundry.
That was a wreck
yesterday morning, I live in the East Village.
Oh, and that's it was prime con.
Flooded with people. And I'm like, my laundromat. Like, they had like a gas issue, so I had to walk like 4 blocks to do laundry, and I'm just like swimming through 22-year-old assholes dressed as Santa. I was like, of course. If I don't get in a fight by the end of the day, I'm going to be shocked. Like, I am ready to kill somebody.
Yeah. Not going to lie, I totally used to con back in the day. I used to con back in the day.
I was going to ask
course.
You guys were former Santa
dude,
con.
Yeah,
dude, you know who you're talking
I mean,
to?
Got it.
You're talking to two frat bros.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true.
We did it in Buffalo, too, because they would have it in Buffalo. Buffalo was fun, though. So, like, New York is way too overwhelming. Like, I feel like it's kind of a shit show everywhere. Buffalo is like obviously a lot smaller city, so it was just like it was the perfect amount of people.
That's true.
You know?
The only redeeming quality yesterday was like it was warm enough that people weren't wearing a lot of clothes.
Yeah. People. No one in particular, just people.
Yeah.
People.
They were scantily clad Santa Claus.
Yeah. Yeah. Mrs. Claus was looking pretty good.
Dude, we used to do it. It's one of those classic things where it's like the pregame is always better than what you end up doing.
Of course, yeah.
Why is it that with every who I don't understand? I've never actually gone to a pregame and then gone to like a bar or club after and been this is more fun.
So, well, it depends on like the bar. I just feel like some bars they just need to get their shit together. It's like so easy to be fun, just like play good music and like I show up to a bar, either the music's not loud enough or they're just playing bad music.
What are you playing, Corey?
Oh, dude, I mean, like, I'm a basic ass bitch, you know.
You play, dude, it's, music, but it's that easy chicks though. Like.
Yeah, dude, you play Drake, you play like good stuff, just like popping ass music, and it's
popping ass music.
Just give them your Spotify wrapped, and yeah, they could play that.
It'll be all days off. That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got our wrapped. Yeah, we talked about this last time. All Days Off wasn't even my top podcast. Yeah.
No, podcast. I don't listen to my own podcast.
Yeah. Kind of an Expert was number one. Yeah.
Oh,
plugging the pod.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah, plugging the pod.
Because I listened to my episode a million times.
I got you.
Yeah. Corey's got a podcast called Kind of an Expert.
Kind of an Expert, yep. Where can we listen?
Where can we listen?
Everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It's on YouTube if you want to watch the video version.
Yeah.
I got clips on TikTok and Instagram. Pretty. If you want to find it and you can't find it, you're stupid. And I don't want you as a listener, honestly.
Where well, can you find it? Just search it. You
just Google.
Clearly, he's got his shit together, guys. it's because of his name. I mean, the Coreys, we don't fuck around.
That's true.
Corey also. I mean, we're not. Yeah. We have beef.
It's an exclusive club.
I kind of have beef with people like dudes named Corey, but Corey.
I agree.
I just like don't get their vibe. They're just not. I don't know.
They're not a complete person yet.
Yeah, they didn't earn their E yet.
Yeah, exactly. We got reincarnated and earned that E.
We do shows together at the Three Monkeys, and
unfortunately,
when he started,
great show.
Great shows. They're all the time. I plug them. But
you never know who's gonna walk up the stairs.
You never do know.
But when he started, people would just start calling him Big Corey, or start calling me Little Corey.
Yeah, and that so, wasn't fair.
He comes in, and now I'm all of a sudden Little Corey. Yeah. I was like, let's get something fucking straight.
I'm not Big Corey. He's just Little Corey.
So you were just regular Corey.
I'm just Corey.
I was Little Corey.
I took his name.
Yeah. And I was like, let's get something straight, okay? This is ginormous fucking Corey. I'm normal size, perfectly normal Corey, okay?
Oh my god! I did feel bad for you, but also not bad enough to like try and change it.
Yeah, what are you getting? Yeah, it's a good name to have.
You know what's worse? Being like a 5-year-old child and everyone calling you Big Al. That was terrible.
Big Al, were you a fat baby?
I think so. I mean, I was like always been a little chubster.
Yeah,
but everyone called me Big Al, and then I watched a South Park episode. You know, I had that character Big Gay Al, and that felt like a personal shot from the creators of that show. I was
Big
like,
gay
now
Alex
anytime
Anderson.
Anyone calls me Al, it freaks me out.
Yeah,
like, I really don't like being called Al.
Okay.
You cannot call me Al.
Do you prefer Al or Alexander?
I'm actually just Alex. I'm not
really
Alexander.
No. Okay.
I don't think my parents knew Alex was short for Alexander.
My friend loves being called Xander.
Is he Alexander?
Yeah.
I've met his Xander.
He's a poser, though.
Yeah, he's a poser.
he's capping all the time.
I got you.
Yeah. You see, for SantaCon, you see, like, the bars. Like, I went into this bar, and it said no SantaCon outfits at all. I was like, respect. Like, respect.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, they're like, don't even come try me with that bullshit right now. We're not having it.
No. You can just drink for a regular Saturday occasion. Yeah.
That's funny how they just wouldn't let people, like, they're just, like, discriminating against Santa.
Yeah.
Santists. They're Santists.
Anti-Santists.
Yeah.
I was talking with the owner of Three Monkeys, and he was like, yeah, man, it's not worth the fights. It's not worth paying a bouncer. It's not worth people throwing up all the cocaine in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
It's just like, so I guess that's like part of, because SantaCon is like organized, like bars sign up for it. I guess there's part of it is like you could put your bar on a do not come here list.
Really, yeah.
And like you could put the sign up and everything. Like Solas Bar was a fucking madhouse.
Oh,
it looked like a concert hall. They blocked off parts of the sidewalk to get like a line that snaked around because it was so fucking crazy there. And like saw Santa passed out on the train, like suffocating on his own beard. And it was like, Jesus. It was like, that's how he wanted to go. That is how he wanted to go.
Yeah.
Suffocating on his own beard.
I didn't really see much of it yet. I mean, I saw a couple in Brooklyn. I was like, yo, you're in the wrong borough. Get to the East Village.
Yeah.
You took the L train the wrong way.
I'm looking for somebody to actually, like, you know, like people think they're going hard for SantaCon, but grow the beard yourself. You know,
I agree.
Think like 4 or 5 months in advance, grow the beard yourself and dye it gray. Like, I'm sick of these posing ass, you know, Santa.
Yeah, go hard. Don't choke on your beer. Choke on your vomit from partying. So fucking hard.
If I had a bar, I'd say no Santas unless you did it yourself.
Yeah,
like, costume.
Yeah,
if you look like that, you're good.
If you could pull off actually looking like Santa Claus, I will let you in. But if you have a wig or a fake beard on, you're out.
Right,
you're toast.
Why isn't there like a Moses Con? because I feel like with Christmas, Jews just tried to, like, you know, we made Hanukkah to compete with Christmas, you know, pretty much.
That was one of the biggest things I learned coming to the city is, like, how little Jews people care about Hanukkah. Yeah, it was like, I thought you guys were in from fairy tales, but no, I didn't realize how little you guys cared about Hanukkah.
It's like yeah.
Growing up in Michigan, I was like, oh, yeah, that's their version of Christmas. Like, that's a big fucking deal. And then I come here and nobody gives a shit.
No, yeah, it's fun, but it's not like, like the hardcore Jewish holidays, you have to, like, you know, always, like, be praying about death and everything and, like, how horrible everything was.
Praying about death.
And how horrible everything was. And then we have one happy holiday, but, like, nobody takes it seriously because, like, oh, it's not the top two.
It's not a real one.
It's not the high holy days.
No, it's not a holy. It's like a religiously meaningless holiday.
Yeah. But it's just not, though. The Matzmobiles were going off.
Yeah, I mean, the Hasids will take any opportunity to harass you.
Yeah. Well, they gave me a free menorah.
I have no opinion on them.
They are free to practice their religion however they see fit. I just wish they'd be more responsible about the vaccine.
And you two could talk about it.
On Christmas, every year there's the matzah ball. Have you ever been to that?
I've gotten a bunch of invites before, but I've never been. It's like a Jewish singles thing.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a Jewish singles thing, so but it's just like a Jewish party. What they'll do is, like, they'll on Christmas Eve, they'll, like, I usually am in Florida. They'll go, like, rent out Live or whatever. And they'll, like, I went there one time. I was like, it's kind of popping. It's kind of popping, but it's, like, not.
Yeah. My mom would be so happy I'm here right now.
Yeah. Are you half Jewish?
No. Oh. Just being you.
Oh, yeah. You're fucking. Yeah, yeah. It's the only time my mom wants me to go out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Do your parents, like, want you to be, would they be actually more interesting? Would your parents be mad if you brought home a Jew?
Fuck no. No. Very liberal.
We're from Michigan. Right?
Yeah. But my dad's like a high school teacher, and my stepmom works at a laboratory for the federal government. So they're like the hippie, like crunchy. I'm more conservative than they are. Like, I have to calm them down, and I fucking live in New York City. So yeah. They wouldn't give a shit. I've dated a couple Jewish girls. Just like I never.
That sounded so Jewish. Not, like, oh.
It's supposed to sound Jewish.
Yeah, I know.
didn't work out, but I don't know. I don't discriminate.
Yeah, for sure.
Jewish girls are great. It's probably only Jewish girls listen to this podcast. Yeah. Jewish girls are the best.
I am single.
Yeah. And he's kind of an expert.
Yes.
So you talked about Squid Game on his episode?
We did.
What'd you got? What was your
blacking out?
Blacking out.
It was like a fucking therapy episode. It was recounting some of that stuff. I was like, oh my god.
Normally I just hope the comedians that come on, like, get a couple jokes out of it. And I was like, I think you turned over a new leaf as a person on my fucking podcast.
Yeah. I stood up, I was like, I feel better.
You just got it all
out. I got some stuff off my chest. I think I figured some stuff out.
Yeah.
Because Corey's like, why do you think you blacked out so much? I think it was like insecurity. I got it too. It was pretty hilarious.
That's funny. Wow. Well, congrats.
Thank you.
It seems like you really got your shit together.
It was a breakthrough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to send the episode to my therapist. But I didn't even pay for this.
Yeah, catch up.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. This kid, who is he?
Yeah. I haven't had a single breakthrough with you, but here I am with a comedian.
I'll take hundreds of dollars if you want to come back.
Yeah.
For second session's paid.
Did you have any breakthroughs on Squid Game?
Yeah, I was just going to say the best information that I got from that podcast was when you told me the crazy lady was actually a really good actress, but the subtitles were wrong.
That's
because
right.
They got the subtitles kind of wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys knew this.
Did you watch it?
I watched it. And the crazy lady, like the one who
so
is crazy. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The one who tried, like, you know, just like kind of fucking her way to, like, the power so she doesn't die.
Yeah.
So she obviously, like, she was the most annoying character on the show.
Sure.
But then he told me, like, he knows people who, like, speak Korean, and they were just watching the show, and, like, they were saying the subtitles were off because her character seemed really corny. Like, what she was saying seemed pretty corny. But yeah, I was very interested once you told me.
It makes, like, the whole show so much better because it kind of, like, the entire show you put into a new light, because there's a few times throughout the season where you're like, well, that was weird. Why'd that person say that? Like, what happened there? And then it was actually this girl, Young Mi Mayer, went like uber viral. Like the BBC picked up her.
She's like a local comedian, right?
Yeah. I used to do open mics with her at the Stand, like the original Stand. And she was like, I speak Korean. These subtitles are off. Like half the time that it feels weird, the subtitles were wrong. And I think what happened is like they had a native Korean person do the English subtitles. And so they didn't like track exactly what that meant.
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly. So he understood them perfectly, but he didn't like bring it over to our stupid language.
Yeah.
I thought that was probably the most interesting thing that I learned after I finished the show. Like, yeah, it's a great show, but I was like, oh, that's fucking wild.
It made sense why she was like so annoying because like the lines were corny. I'm like,
her acting was annoying. Too,
yeah. Yeah. But no, but well, the thing is, if you knew what it probably actually was, like you'd be like, oh, it's like one of those.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I think the thing that like she was trying to convey and that the subtitles were bad at conveying is like how intentionally crazy she was acting. Yeah. Like she was doing all that on purpose. Mm-hmm. And then she would have like a couple remarks that were like very quick or very biting. And you're supposed to go like, oh shit. Like she knows what she's doing. She's, like, she's playing these people.
Yeah.
But the subtitles were off and we just didn't pick up on it.
Yeah. I feel like you still like could tell that she was trying to play, like, you know, she was trying to make a move, but they made the lines that they did made it seem like way too obvious about it. So I was just like, ooh, daddy. Like, okay. Like,
it was really funny because Yasuko was telling me to watch it like forever. And I finally I turned on the first episode, watched it. He's like, so what do you think? I was like, you know, the voices are kind of annoying. And he's like, oh, so you just hate Korean people? Like, oh, I just think it takes a little warming up to. I don't know.
Yeah, you get used to it. Or you turn on the English dub like a fucking American.
Yeah, but that sucks, right?
I agree. I can't do that. Sync with the noise.
That's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, did you ever watch Pat? We talk about this every episode. You watch Parasite yet or no?
Dude, you gotta watch Parasite.
That's what I said.
I don't know what my deal is. I'm not a big like content consumer, right? Or I guess like movies and TV. I watch
you don't
same
even have a TV over here.
Yeah, my roommate took the TV. But I had COVID. I was with you when I had COVID.
Yeah, you dick.
Gave you both a full-on expose.
It was really like he shows up and you text me before and you're like, hey man, I got a cold. I got a test. It said it was negative, and I'm like, whatever. Temperatures change was flipping like 25 degrees. I was like, it's probably just temperature change.
Yeah.
And in the very beginning, like the first 3 fucking minutes of our podcast, it like comes up and we're like, it's not COVID.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it's not COVID. And the next day you're like, yeah, it's COVID.
Yeah, it's fuck totally me, COVID. Yeah. Fucking now every time I see Chris Ryer, I was like, what's up, you Petri dish? Because I also did have a cold one time and hung out with, I don't think you had been, maybe you were working Monkeys at that time, but I had gave the cold to everybody, to Chris Ryder. It was my birthday, so I was like, fuck you guys, you're getting sick, you're hanging out with me. Ryder has a right to call me a Petri dish.
Yeah, you're 0-2.
I felt that's so disgusting. I felt so disgusting telling people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why some people don't tell people.
It's shame.
And then they get in, like, start these clusterfucks, and, like, that's when, like, we know somebody that pretty much got, like, kicked, like, banned from clubs because of this whole thing. So,
comedy makes it so much worse.
Fucking tell people if you've got COVID.
Comedy makes it so much worse. But some people are still so annoying with it. Like, I went to my buddy's house yesterday just to hang out, and I had COVID, like, 4 weeks ago. And he's like, and he knew I had it. I told him I was coming over. He's like, have you tested negative? I was like, dude, it's been, like, a fucking month.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, fine, I won't come. I was like, great, fail. I didn't want to come anyway. I'm out.
Every
I was like, you know what, good point.
Every time he texts you, you're like, dude, I got it again. I don't know what's going on.
I keep testing positive.
It's that long COVID they're talking about.
Yeah, long COVID.
God, they're elongating shit. But yeah, sorry for the exposure.
Yeah.
You're good. It's like, you know, like doing comedy club stuff at bars and whatnot, I'm sure we get exposed every single night.
We are doing the most high-risk thing you can do night.
It's we talk to, what, 200 people a night when you do double shows at Three Monkeys between all the audience members, everyone walking through the door.
Other comics.
Yeah.
Other comics is the main thing because we're using the same microphone. It's like a whole thing. And then, like, it's a pretty, it's not, obviously, it's not like a close circle. It's like a very huge circle, but everybody's doing the same places. So, like, if shit's spreading, like, it's fucking spread.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. Is like, even though you exposed me, I'm just like, well, it's probably the third time this week. So, like, I'll go get a test.
Some of the people I told, their responses seemed like, I wish you just didn't tell me.
Yeah. You know? It's a schlep. Because, like, if you if you don't feel sick at all, you have to like do all this shit now to like make sure you don't have it, and like it's a whole thing.
And then you get a test that tells you you don't, but you actually do. This whole is just like stupid.
You know what's funny? I work from home. I work remote. It's full-time remote. We're never going back to an office. I still had to like watch the harassment videos or whatever. Yeah. I was like, am I going to harass myself? Like, I do that anyway. You can't stop me. Like,
yeah, I was thinking about that too.
They made myself to HR here. This is stupid.
They made me do that. And I was just giving my roommate dirty looks. I'm like, what are you going to do to me?
Why am I taking this video? What do they know about it?
Yeah.
What was I gonna say?
Or vice versa. Maybe he should be, look, you know.
Well, I think you can, because remember what happened with Jeffrey Toobin, the guy? Yes.
Oh, dude.
I think that's why, like, it's still, I mean, you're still interacting on video with your coworkers. Right.
Dude, I can't believe
you can still
remember.
Say nice tits over Zoom, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that his name will be.
Slack. Leave a trail.
His name will be synonymous with that for the rest of his life.
I am so glad that guy's back on TV.
Oh, yeah.
He's back on TV?
Yeah.
What?
Did you not see his first time back?
No, I totally missed it. I thought he was like dead.
His first time back, he had a female co-anchor like, Jeffrey Toobin is back with us. Oh, you'll all recall the incident that happened. Jeffrey, if you would like to explain that he went
into it. I'm a little hazy on the details. What? Didn't he, like, did he just get up and he was naked or was he like jerking off?
He thought he was on mute and screen off. There was a group meeting and they were taking a break. And I think he was, I don't think you could see his dick. I don't think. But he was clearly masturbating in front of all of his other people on
That's
Zoom.
Like the worst thing that could ever happen probably in your entire life.
And he seems to be fine. I mean, you deserve deserve to recover from that.
Yeah, you got
You know, you shouldn't be banished from society for like an honest mistake.
No, I totally agree.
That feeling though, like his stomach must have been like
oh my god.
Just
dude, not only would my coworkers seen me,
I would have
dude, the entire world knows
camera.
About it. Yeah,
they would have seen me shitting too.
I
like,
oh
my god.
Shit and thrown up and probably just killed myself on camera.
Here's another question. I'm sorry. Was this like public or did everyone just make it public?
I think it was recorded and somebody leaked it.
Oh, okay. That's
really that one. See,
that's fucked up.
Because it's like it wasn't like a public Zoom anybody.
That's
could
what I'm
join.
Saying.
It was
right?
like a, it was an internal company.
Yeah. yeah. And some guys like. So that's the
only
thing
I, I could be wrong, but that's the only thing I could think of at the time.
Yeah,
for
it's
like
fucked
how it
up.
Got out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could probably sue the shit out of whoever leaked that.
You think so?
I mean, I would at least try.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to, if he wins, he doesn't have to work again. He never has to worry about jerking off on camera.
Yeah.
It's he's back on CNN like 6 months later. Dude. 8 months later.
Oh. Well, they had to replace Cuomo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Thank God that family is gone.
I mean,
I know. What a flame out. Dude. The most, they were the most like well known family in New York. And then all of a sudden it's like, bam, just fucking gone.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Cuomo's a zaddy. Actually,
what a wild 2 weeks that was.
Yeah. You actually, Alex made a great call about Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, yeah.
But the episode, we never put it up.
We recorded an episode, I just forgot.
You just, like,
I just
never
didn't
did
edit it.
You just never did it.
when was this?
It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was a couple weeks ago.
What, is it not relevant anymore? Like, we're talking
we
about
could
Jeffrey
still
Toon
put
that
it
happened
out.
A year ago.
So it was right after the trial, right
the
after the
verdict.
And pretty much, he was just saying, now he's just going to become like this media star. And now he is becoming like this media star. Like,
I also said he was going to be fucking like crazy. And he is. He's on podcast talking about what types of girls he
likes.
Yeah,
he's like, now back to Kyle Rittenhouse. And then he's just like, yeah, I like him thick. He's like, fuck LeBron. I like him thick.
You know what? Fuck LeBron.
Yeah.
How old is he?
I don't know.
15? 18.
Yeah, he's 18? Acting like such a bro on this shit.
Yeah.
It's just, like so weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, he completely.
He'll
just
get caught jerking off on camera or something eventually.
It is hilarious.
Ignoring him.
I mean, his life, he's going to have like a crazy. He's going to make a lot of money. He's going to sue all these networks that made him look like he was a white supremacist and all the defamation lawsuits. He's going to make a ton of money.
Very true.
He's going to have a great 10, 15 years, and then shit's going to get weird for him later on in life.
Sure. Like, he'll be on a show with Kyle Rittenhouse. It's going to happen. I won't want to be there. Just saying, but it's
he's
going to
be like the bagel boss guy. That's how he's going to turn out.
Or like Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
They're going to have a feature at Stand Up New York, and we'll be there.
Here, my thing with Kyle Rittenhouse was his name. Every time I saw Kyle Rittenhouse, I was like, is this a tight end? Like, it's like the most perfect tight end football name. And like every time I would get like a Twitter notification, I'm like, do I have to pick him up? Like, I don't know what's going on. Do I sit him? Like, who is this guy?
He's graduating Montana State this year. It's going to be a top 10 pick. He came out of nowhere.
I thought this was like fucking George Kittle's fucking backup tight end. I thought he was the Alexander Madison of George Kittle. He just sounded like he totally played for the 49ers and he was a tight end. That was
and he could not be less of a tight end.
Yeah.
No.
Just he is like such the perfect tight end name.
He's such an odd looking fellow.
Yes, he is.
The other point I was making was like,
no good looking fellow picks up an AR-15 and crosses state lines.
Yeah.
Whatever your politics. If you're good looking, you don't do that.
Yeah, you just don't have to.
You're hot, you're not doing that.
Yeah. You don't have to go scrub graffiti. About, like,
unless you're fucking pussy.
Unless you're Tommy Loran. Is it Tommy or Tommy?
Tommy. Yeah.
Tommy
but she wouldn't do that stuff. Like her and Tucker Carlson, I think most of it's an act.
Yeah, it's all pose and shit.
Like, oh, yeah, 100%.
They're just like, they're getting views. Which
yeah,
is
it's
like,
entertainment.
You know, we're saying ridiculous shit to get views.
Yeah.
I get it on some level.
Yeah.
I don't think we sway democracy.
we're not saying we're like, journalists either.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that. It's not this podcast.
One crazy piece of the whole Rittenhouse story. I know we're not very timely on this, but I thought this was wild.
Parents are black.
Plot twist.
They asked him, what's your favorite type of woman? He's like, black woman. I love black women. That's what he should have said. One of the guys he killed was having a mental breakdown. He was bipolar. Mm-hmm. And he was not part of the rally. He was going to get his medicine from Walmart or some shit, but it was boarded up because of the protest.
Yep.
And he couldn't get his medicine, and then he got killed. He was like yelling the N-word. He wasn't an ally at all.
Yeah.
And no. It's just like, it's whatever.
I guess he did attack Kyle Rittenhouse.
I don't remember. Of all of them, he's the one I was like, yeah, you should kill that guy.
Dude. She was nuts. We are back after a short little break. Alex's phone decided it had enough. It was like, I'm done with this.
This episode's too funny. Yeah. I'm just going to enjoy it and not record.
I was going to say, maybe your phone was the one bad review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this before, me and Corey. You need money to be funny.
Yeah,
you know?
Money.
You need a production crew. Yeah. You need a good camera.
Yeah.
You know?
People need to be working for me. Get me a coffee.
That's true.
You know?
It's like, I'm sorry. I thought the iPhone was for creators. Yeah, it has a great camera. I thought it was for creators. You can do everything with it. You can shoot a fucking movie on your iPhone. Bullshit.
Yeah,
you
they're full of shit, dude. IPhone. They're full of shit. Dude, I remember when I got my new laptop and they were convinced.
You got a rose gold fucking Mac.
It was the only one they had, but like, I don't really care.
Like, it's pretty swaggy.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking lit. when I was there though, like my brother was like trying to convince me you should just get the iPad instead. Get the iPad. I was like, no, like I actually need a computer. Like I need to like edit videos and stuff.
I do finance.
Yeah,
I do real work.
No, this was just for like the video editing and everything like
that.
Oh,
I got you.
But
editing videos on an iPad. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I make TikToks.
Yeah. my brother was like, oh, you could totally do it on that. And then I go to Apple. I'm like, let me see what Apple says. And Apple, the people there, like, oh yeah, you could totally do that. Like you could like make it whatever.
Yeah.
And they convinced me to buy it. I buy it and. It's like everything is still apps with the iPad. It's not like a computer. Yeah,
right.
Everything's like still apps. And like I had to pretty much use the mobile version, you know, the mobile iMovie.
Yeah.
Like it just fucking sucks. You can't do anything on it. And that's what it was for the iPad. I'm like, so you guys either one, don't know what the fuck you're talking about, or two, completely full of shit.
You're the worst geniuses ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were talking about during the break is like Samsung versus Apple.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked with a person who does like actual photography and they were saying that. Like Samsung, their cameras are better,
mm-hmm.
but Apple has software in the background that makes your pictures look better.
Yeah.
So if you're going to try to take like, if you really know what you're doing, you know how to edit photos, you can use Photoshop, like all this other stuff, use a Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you use an Apple, you got to like wipe off what Apple's already done to your edits. But then like most people just want. Like whatever they could do in iMovie. Mm-hmm. Like most people aren't like hooking this shit up to Adobe Premiere and trying to like make a fucking feature film out of this.
I wanted to like get good at Adobe Premiere, but like my fucking Apple can't handle it. The Mac like can't.
Yeah.
I mean, Premiere is like a big boy like system, but it's just, you can't really do anything. So I just like got good at like making like iMovie, like something that Premiere will just like do automatically, like sync everything together. I'm just like, you know, zooming in on like the audio waves to kind of make it all at the same exact point.
Yeah.
Audio waves. Yeah.
I mean, you guys
were so fucking advanced.
You guys were kidding, you but like it helps to have money if you're going
to
be funny.
Oh, no, you need money to be funny.
Yeah. If we just had a fucking sick-ass camera.
Yeah.
You know.
If we had a producer here who was like, hey, your phone stopped recording.
Yeah.
If my mom really loved me, I'd be good at this shit.
Yeah.
It's insane. My mom should give me like 10 grand and then we'll fulfill our dreams.
I feel like I'm turning into Johnny Drama, like complaining about it. You gotta get fucking headshots. Just another expense to keep the actors down.
All right. So I've actually had this question. I want your guys' opinion on it. So like when you're starting a business, because like comedians are their own business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you were to start like a startup or whatever, you would go and you would sell shares of your business. People would give you money and then get a cut of, essentially a cut of profits later. Like how long until comedians start selling shares of themselves?
Where like it's percentages just like, of net worth?
Yeah. So like if I go to someone, it's like, all right, you give me 10 grand now and then you'll get 20% of all my earnings for the next 10 years or whatever.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
How it would long, have to be in perpetuity. It would have to be in perpetuity. And
I mean, that's
the
worst. It's kind of like agents. Right? It's kind of like agents, but.
It is a horrible investment. Agent.
Yeah, it's a
terrible investment.
Yeah. Unless you turn into Kevin Hart, and then all of a sudden you're like,
but it's like literally one in a million. Yeah. That's a stock that Corey invested in.
It's true. It's like, no, I get dividends of about $7 off my client's Patreon account.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if it's Tim Dillon's Patreon account, then you fucking hit the lotto. But like,
right.
I actually had a friend who at one point offered me money. He was like, how much money do you need a month to do comedy all the time? Too,
I
was
like, coworker.
$4,000.
Yeah.
And he was like, I got you. I was like, no, I don't want to be in debt.
Yeah, then he's like, is he telling you what to do in your set? Yeah. Like, does he know nothing about comedy. Whatever?
Oh, he's an agent. He's a sports agent.
Repping my boy.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's repping my boy who put up 34 points this week.
Yeah.
He reps Dalvin Cook.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, fucking.
Wow. That's sick.
But so when he offered me that, I was like, that's insane.
Yeah, but you would have probably been Kevin Hart if you did that deal.
That $4,000? You would have been able to do so many bringer shows with that $4,000.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to spend this all on open mics and booths. So how's things going? I got up twice at Climate Lounge today.
Yeah, right.
You pay rent
for 1 month
cellar.
And a couple of open mics, and I need more. Sorry.
It's such a thing. It's like you don't get into comedy for the money. And you need money to be funny.
Yeah.
And you need to be funny to make money. It's really a backwards
system. That's
why
everyone who's famous has rich parents.
Is that true?
Yeah. Almost every single person.
Is that actors, though? Actors,
comedians, musicians, all of them.
Really?
Like,
really?
Taylor Swift's parents grew up next to my coworker, and they're, like, filthy fucking rich. Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande, Dua Lipa.
Madison Beer grew up in Jericho. Did you know that?
Natalie Portman.
Pete Davidson, I think, is the only one that grew up poor, honestly. Like, I think he's the only one. And, it's just because, like, we know comedians that grew up with super rich parents. Mm-hmm. And, like, if you don't have to worry about rent, you could just go on auditions all day and, like, not make money for a decade. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, your career takes off. Oh, I wonder why. Is it because he spent 70% more brain power on it because he's not worrying about doing the fucking dishes? 100%. Yeah. Like, that's why.
Is it because he didn't have to work a job from home?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Does he know how to log into Con Ed and pay a fucking bill? I doubt it.
Yeah. I mean, like, my parents would help, you know, if I asked. But I don't want them to.
Yeah.
I don't want them to.
Well, that's the level of rich that we're talking, right?
Yeah.
Like, if your parents were billionaires, you'd have zero reservations about
I mean,
them
would you, some of that money would be mine.
If your parents are billionaires, though? Like,
yeah, probably
that's what
not.
I'm saying. Like, okay, here's a question.
Probably not.
I'll tell you like, afterwards if you comics that have, like, multi-millionaire parents that are just, paying for everything. Yeah, four off the top of my head.
I know one.
Question. You hit the lotto tomorrow, $900 million.
Yeah.
Like, a crazy Powerball, like... Are you still doing, like, you'll still do stand up, but are you still going? Are you still going to be hungry, like, eating shit, like, going to open mics and stuff?
I'd probably open my own club.
Would you? Oh, that's a good idea, too.
What is that? I mean, I'd take a fat
it's
vacation.
Still super,
I don't know if I'd open my own club.
It's still, like, obviously super
you wouldn't
fun.
You would see me for, like, 7 or 8 months for a little while, but then I'd come back. I would probably, I don't know. I like doing it, right?
Yeah.
Like when the pandemic started.
It's fun, yeah.
The thing that I missed the most wasn't like writing jokes.
I'm just like, yeah, it's fun. Yeah. The thing that hey we're guys. Devoting our entire lives to.
Oh, yeah.
We like it.
Do you guys know that?
Yeah. I've been killing myself for the last 5 years. It's fun.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
fun. The longer I do it, the less fun it is. But anyway.
Yeah, no, but that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, right. And no football, no professional football player enjoys football. They all hate it. They quit and they never
it's
watch
like
another
marriage.
Game.
It's like a marriage. Like, I love this. And then 10 years later, you're like, kill me.
Jesus Christ. Or them. It's like, what was I saying? No, when the pandemic started, the thing that I missed the most about comedy wasn't writing comedy. It was just hanging out with people.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, working from home fucking sucks for me because I'm super extroverted. I like talking to people. If I go 2 days without doing comedy and I work from home, I don't see a single other person for 48 hours.
Yeah, that kind of
and then
me
thoughts
out
start
too.
Getting weird up in there.
Yeah.
It's like, boy, I got to check into therapy or something.
Yeah. My roommate, because you have a studio. I have a roommate and he's like, he works in like customization. So like his business is like mostly like Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just been going crazy. He like went home like to Long Island to work and I've just been alone for like 2 weeks and I've just been losing my mind. I started Succession, which is good.
Yeah.
Succession's
I will start getting great. Lonely, but I also love being alone. So cause like I took 2 days off this week, mostly because.
So you don't care enough.
No, I mean, this is back to my
own
party too much. Yeah. This is why Monday through Wednesday were late nights.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And I was literally just not a human being Thursday and Friday.
Well, you still need time to be yourself.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I like the question of would you still be doing it?
Yeah. I mean, I thought about that. I'm like, if you just make on $900 million with the lottery tomorrow, are you still going to be like doing comedy? And like, I think you probably just did the best idea. You open up a club.
I don't know if I'd open up a club. I'd take that. I think I would put money into like having like the best produced show.
I also thought, I thought like, okay.
Like rent a space. Yeah. Like a really good space.
Yeah. Yeah. I also thought, like, okay, maybe I don't tell anybody. Because, like, you're probably, like, maybe
no,
I just don't tell anybody.
If I win the lottery, I'm telling my dad and literally nobody else. I don't even know if my mom's
I would never be able to hold that secret, though.
I'll pay for, I guess.
Also, like, once you make that much money, everyone knows this kid just, like, hit the lotto. Like, you're not going to be kind of looked at as seriously as a comedian.
Here's what you do. You lie about how big the lotto was. So you say it was like 150 grand, isn't enough that people are going to start like bugging you for money.
Yeah.
But they will be like, all right, he took a 6 months vacation. Well, he's pretty irresponsible with his money, but I guess that makes sense.
Is that his private jet?
Yeah.
He
rents it.
It has his name, Yasko, on a plane.
I do think
with bottles popping.
Yeah, Yasko, but every window is one of the O's. It goes all the way across the side of the plane.
Yasko Air.
Because I'm just like, being rich.
The jet fuel coming out of the back is weed smoke. It's
It has to be very.
There he goes. He's crop dusting all of us.
I don't know. The more I think about this, $900 million. Dude, like almost $1 billion. There's no way you could. I would not be back at a fucking open mic.
That's what I'm saying.
$900 million.
You're right. Oh, you're still barking for shows?
I'd be going to space with
you know
Jeff
what?
Bezos.
I probably. I would go on like a 6 month. I never go on vacation anywhere fun. I go to Boca. That's it.
Yes.
I would go on a real vacation. And I would figure it out. I'd be like, I'm on
Ibiza.
Ibiza. Barcelona.
You know what? That's how I'd become just like a social media fucking star.
You could also
I can see that.
I'll just be Dan Bilzerian, but a Jew.
Because
Jewish Jake Paul. There's room for that.
Yeah. I started thinking, okay, like, well, being rich isn't funny. But then I was like, but if you're like super fucking like stupid rich, then like then you could be hilarious. Like you kind of just like do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'd probably turn into that guy.
Yeah, I mean
for a little bit. It's not really me, but I would.
And also like you don't necessarily have to quit comedy. You could just pay your way onto any show you'd like. Like you'd just be like
I'm running my own shows.
Yeah, you're decent.
Just like if Al Martin did comedy instead of just running the club. Like he'd be on every one of his shows if he wanted to.
Yeah. You'd probably be able to pay your way into the cellar and like just go up whenever you want.
I don't know if I would want to do that.
Who cares though? You have $900 million if people judge you for paying to go on a show and like you're still a good comic.
Not in this for respect.
Yeah.
I'm in this to make
no,
money.
No, but that's why I'm thinking I'd probably
that'd be the opposite. Like you start comedy, become like super fucking rich and famous. Like hopefully, obviously that's everyone's dream. But
would you rather be rich or famous? Would you rather be Dave Attell or Joe Rogan? So like,
I mean, Joe Rogan David has so much money. More money.
All right,
and he's fine. More famous. Like,
yeah,
is he? No, that's my point. It's like Rogan's okay. Super famous. He can't go anywhere without people recognizing him. Like David Tell's got a lot of money because he doesn't spend any, from what I hear. But like nobody knows him. He can walk around any city in the world and it's like very maybe cool one to- person. Like, would you rather just be famous in the comedy community and not be bugged and have less money, or would you rather be super rich but like really, really, really famous?
Yeah, I mean, Tell, like, he's one. He's like he's the best in the city.
Oh, he's
like,
amazing.
He's like the best, and like he's got a great like thing going on because like he's the best. He's the man. Like, if you know comedy, you know him.
He is far funnier than Joe Rogan.
And he's rich. Yeah, dude. And then like
he's funnier than just about everybody too. That's unreal. not even to Joe Rogan.
That's comfortable. But like, how much money Joe Rogan just made? Like what? Like $5 trillion.
$100 million up front. So he's probably at half a bill by now.
Yeah, and plus everything else that he does.
Yep.
Like, you're just watching UFC, and then you hear Rogan like, whoa, what a kick to the face.
I guess it's a tough question, honestly.
Yeah, I mean.
Because you're taking into consideration, like, the just fucking respect that David Tell has. And it may not be as widespread, but.
I think comics respect Joe Rogan from, like, all right, I see what he's doing. But if you find a comic that says Joe Rogan's their favorite stand-up, don't be friends with that person.
Yeah. I don't think of him as a stand-up. It comes down to what do you want to be thought of?
Yeah.
Like, that's a media personality, which is kind of what Joe Rogan is now, or a stand-up comic?
I think they both fit into comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Rogan still does stand up, like, I feel like very frequently.
Does it like
he's at the store like all the time.
Four or five nights a week. Yeah.
I feel like I would love to see what his sets are like.
I watch one of his funny.
I'm not a huge fan of his specials, but
really? I think he's pretty funny. I think he's just like now he's just kind of like people take my words way too seriously. Like once you like get to like that big of a following, like you can't like really be a comedian.
Yeah, but
anymore.
The problem also
like,
is
once you start fucking around, like you have to like be taken seriously.
He also, but he like the other thing is he brings on like very serious people. Like he brings on doctors and shit,
right?
And like researchers, and so like you can't be like it's hard to be the comedian.
Right.
Don't take this seriously, but listen to these very serious people who I agree with.
He wants to be like, no, Theo Von's on.
Yeah.
Nothing matters.
It's wanting it both ways.
But now I got Sanjay Gupta. Listen to this now. Yeah. This is where we're being honest. It's
I
like,
listened to
right.
that episode. Sanjay did not hold up for himself. He did not hold up well on that at all.
It's like there's a level of, like there's different levels to fame. And you have to like be on better and better behavior as you go up the levels. Until eventually you get to Jimmy Fallon, who like is the most uninteresting person ever, but he's incredibly famous.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he's probably interesting, but like I doubt he's got any scandals
or
like anything.
I heard he used to get super fucked up back in the day and still does.
Well, I mean, I've heard he's a drunk, but like that's not from like any sort of primary source. Don't come after me.
Jimmy, I'd love to come on.
please invite me on.
Tim Dillon kind of talks about it. He's just like, these people go crazy because they're like doing the late night spot for like 15, 20 years. And they're just like at that table every single night, like doing it. And like, he's just like, there needs to be new people more frequently, which I kind of agree with. Like there's got to be, you're just going to have the same guy like fucking chained to the table for like fucking 20 years.
Yeah.
It just gets a lot.
It's not what it made more sense.
How could anybody do that?
It made more sense a long time ago when it was Letterman because you're like, oh, he's been on forever. So like generations like fell in love with this guy.
Yeah.
But now no one fucking watches
like Kimmel's been on
but
for
also,
like 25 years.
Once you're on late night, you can kind of just go private.
It's
like,
not even just late night. They've just been around forever. They've just been on TV forever.
Like they could create their own podcast slash like talk show that they produce themselves instead
of. Conan O'Brien did that.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably the move.
It's, I mean, I don't think it's working for them. Like, the numbers are dropping. I guess people still watch their clips and stuff on YouTube, but, like, people stay up late watching YouTube now. They don't stay up late and watch Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Or, like, adults do in Nebraska. But, like,
yeah.
Everyone on the coast, like all young people, pretty much like they've flipped over to the internet.
Yeah. They need new faces. They need new people. They need new faces.
If they write something good, like I'll watch it if it's on YouTube where someone says like this sketch is great. And I got nothing against Jimmy Kimmel or Fallon or whoever the fuck. If they write good stuff, they write good stuff. Like I don't really care who they are.
Yeah. I wish there was more outlets on like network TV for comics. Like I feel like in the 2000s, there were more shows. Pretty much where like you could as a comic you can get on like that's like this like the Schultz and DeStefano like that whole guy code girl code stuff was like great. MTV like had a bunch of shows
well and, that's like, that's the new TikTok like TikTok and Instagram is the new guy code, girl code. Because they'll all like get together and shoot stuff. And that's like, it's pretty much the same
thing. Yeah, I feel you. SNY used to have a great show called Prospects. It was a great outlet for comedians. I just had to make that about me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's all about me.
That'd be cool, though. There's not like, you know, there's really not that much stuff out there. There's also like, there could be more exposure to stand up comics on TV than like there really isn't anymore.
Yeah.
People who watch TV don't like, TV isn't a place for stand up anymore. Mm-hmm. It's all streaming services.
Yeah.
Yep. Do and people podcasts. Even want to watch stand up comedy anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's a good question.
Dave Chappelle puts something out and then it just gets a bunch of hate and like, yeah, it gets a bunch of views. But like, are those people watching the 15 minutes on Netflix? Are they watching the 30 minutes? I'd love to see the numbers on
those. I do think all the hate is such a small proportion of the people who actually watched it.
See, we have no idea though. Yeah. That's what I want. Like, those half hours on Netflix are my favorite piece of stand-up to watch. Like, it's consumable, it's short, it's their best stuff. Like, they're not stretching an hour, there's no dead parts. And I was like, everyone should have this. Unless you're Dave Chappelle or Bill Burr, everybody should only be doing half hours. Yeah. Why are we fucking with hours here? Yeah. Nobody's interesting for an hour.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, a lot. It gets like repetitive. Yeah. I'm sick of this guy.
Like, when I see comics like around our level, like running an hour, I'm like, what the
dude? Even a half hour at our level, I'm like, what? I could talk to you for 10 minutes. Yeah. That's how long I want to talk to you.
People get bored of me pretty quickly. I said people get bored of me pretty quickly.
I checked out when you were talking 45 minutes ago.
I check out after you do this on stage. After you do your dance move.
Dude, I fucking do the whip on stage. It's great.
Dude, what is with all the dancing?
I'm starting to think like, okay, like here's the new plan. Don't do any comedy on TikTok. Like, gain the following, like just like doing these trends and stuff. And then like, then once you get like all those followers, like, oh yeah, by the way, like I'm a stand-up comedian.
That's what
like,
I
here's
did.
My actual content.
That's like the like I did like a series of videos, just like things I learned working for rich people. It was just like little stuff that like I picked on coming from like a lower middle class family to like now working for like uber rich people.
Right.
And the entire series, I think total got like 12 million views.
Really?
And
that's crazy.
I ended up with like 80K followers. Then I was like, I don't want to do this series anymore. And so now it's like comedy shit, podcast stuff. And I'm just like slowly watching my followers go down because they're like, I thought this guy was smart. Like, what do we do? What the fuck is this? Who is
kind
this
of
guy?
An expert?
Yeah. Let me clarify. I am not the expert on my podcast. Yeah. The guest is the expert on
kind
my
of.
Podcast. Kind of an expert. Yeah. And sometimes they are an expert, though. Those are fun. It's fun to talk to people who know things sometimes.
Yeah. It was funny because we were like, okay, what is Alex an expert of? Oh, he's an expert of blacking out.
I think I offered another one. You're like, no, let's do blacking out.
What was the other one?
I think it was like being fat or something like that.
That was actually my third episode of the podcast was me and Chris Ryder. Growing up fat.
Oh,
we'll do another one and sub you in. Oh, dude, my nickname in middle school was Flub Tub. Like,
no.
I was.
No way.
For real. It was bad.
Episode name.
Yeah, Flub Tub. I love that. Oh, my God.
I didn't have it that bad. I just had a big gay out.
Well, my friend, I had like, my best friend was like this complete asshole. And like, looking back, it's because his life was a total shit show and he took it out on me. But it's also like, when you're 13, you don't have that kind of perspective.
Right. Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, it was brutal.
Were you tall always too?
Yeah, I was always tall, but he was also taller than I was. So it was like, I couldn't beat him up either. <It's> like,
And then I was kind of an expert for Squid Games, a Korean show, and I don't even speak Korean.
Nope. Yeah, well, you said that at the end of the podcast, and I was like, fuck. You really fucked me up with that one.
Yeah, who cares? Funny.
Dude, it was a good episode. We really broke it down.
We did. I liked it. It was funny.
Wait, hold on. I love connecting with other fatties.
There's always we always have a couple
people. I've been this
fat
since I was 7 years old, legitimately. Like, dad, beer belly, the entire thing. Like,
no, but you're making it sound like you used to be way bigger. You're not even. They called you Flub Tub. You
so
don't look
it was
like Flub
Tub. Well,
anymore.
I was always like, big, like I like tall and broad shoulders. So like 7th grade, I remember I was playing football and there was a weight limit of 150 pounds, and like I remember having to diet at 12 because I was at 149. Yeah, I was like too
middle
big
school
to play middle school football.
Yeah, damn.
And so it's like that.
That's kind of fun.
And then I said this on the other on my own podcast of Growing Up Fat, but like when I was 13, my dad was like, oh, he's a little bit bigger, so I'm going to like help him lose weight, and was like, all right, so from, you know, mid-October to the end of the year, for every pound that you lose, I'm going to give you $10. And when you're 13, like $10, that's a lot by itself. So I was like, fuck, I could lose 20 pounds. I'm going to walk over here with $200. Yeah. Like, I could buy so many Nintendo DS games with that. But like, what I didn't take into account, because obviously lacking perspective, and what I blame my dad for, is that one, the holidays were coming. How the fuck was I going to lose weight during Thanksgiving and Christmas? Right. And two, what 13-year-old loses weight? Like, yeah, they're all growing up, out, like every fucking direction. Yeah. I probably gained like, I ended up gaining like 15 pounds in that time. And like, part of it was fat for sure, but like, it's probably 5 pounds of bone and then like another 5 pounds of muscle on top of it. That was really set me up for failure mentally.
The fact that my
how much money did you end up having to pay him?
No, I didn't have to pay him. That wasn't part of the deal. I think he felt bad. I think he realized like halfway through, like, oh, this was never going to work.
Oh, honestly, the fact that if my dad had made that offer would cause so much anxiety that I would just put on weight from thinking
maybe that's
about
what happened.
Like,
I don't know. I don't think I'm an anxious person, but I don't remember what I was feeling at the time.
I don't know if I just remember
giving up.
I don't know if this is a known thing, but I feel like I always like see like for puberty they gain weight first and then they grow.
I watch a lot of pubescent kids.
I always see with puberty.
No, like people would gain weight first and then they would grow into the weight.
That kind of have. I mean, by my senior year, I was in fairly good shape, but I like roofed houses all summer. So I was like 6'3".
Do you even need a ladder or no? would you just get up there?
Yeah, I would just throw them up there. It was like, so I was 6'3", 215. That was the best shape that I've ever like been in at the time, but it took like a 40? Summer of hard labor. Oh, my 40 was awful. Like I played tennis my first 3 years of high school, but I gained like so much muscle weight that tryout senior year I was slower than I was the year before. Yeah. And they were like, dude, you're good, like, but you can't get to the ball, so we can't have you on varsity. And I'm like, fair enough, you guys are going for a championship. I can learn how to play drums.
Whenever I see really tall people run, like even when they're fast, it looks so slow, but they're taking massive fucking steps.
So I run
like,
now.
Your steps are like 4 yards.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so what was your puberty point? You like grow into it?
You get fat and then you grow into it.
Because I had a growth spurt like in the beginning of high school and I was thin for like 6 months and it was awesome.
There you go.
I just went right back to what I usually was.
Well, do you do this too? Like looking back on like junior and senior year, I was always worried about my weight. I always thought I was fat, but like, dude, I would eat like a full breakfast before I went to school, and then I'd come back for lunch where I'd eat like 3 sandwiches, an entire family size bag of potato chips. Yeah. And then after school, we'd go to Taco Bell. And then I'd go home and eat fucking dinner. Yeah. And I was still 215. I was like, man, if I took one of those out, I would have been in great shape.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, I got bigger post-college or, like, at the end of college. Okay. That's when I got to my biggest. You were talking about weight limits. I don't think I ever told you this story.
I'm not allowed in elevators.
I've got to tell you, that's why I live in a walk-up.
It immediately beeps.
Yo, you can't have 15 people in here right now. Sorry.
Bing, bing! The voice in the elevator is like, hey, Flubtub, get the fuck out of here.
The fire department is coming.
Yeah, it's not what I was going to say. It's a little worse than that. My sister was abroad in Australia. My fucking family, we all went to visit. We were in New Zealand. We were doing paragliding, I think. Not paragliding, parasailing.
Sure.
We basically just run off the side of a mountain with the parachute already out. And they weighed me when I got there. And they're like, the wind conditions aren't really good for your weight.
That's crazy.
They're like, we can give it a shot, though. I'm like, I was so embarrassed. I was like, no, like I came up this fucking mountain with my family. Yeah, like, we're doing it. I gotta like risk this guy's life. He seemed like
If you're doing something that's that like that is like jumping off of a fucking mountain, you're not gonna like. I would want something that could fucking hold a plane. Like, to be honest, like so, wasn't the rest of your family like okay? Wait, if I'm like I'm not that much skinnier than Alex. Like,
they weigh a lot less than me.
Yeah, but still, like. You're jumping off of a mountain. It's like if you're bungee jumping and like if it can't fucking hold, like I don't know. Bungee jumping.
I had the exact same thing happen in Ecuador. I went to Ecuador. We were gonna like do this horseback riding mountain climb thing, and we get there, and my girlfriend at the time is like, like 125, like really, really small. And she like walks up and I follow and the lady's like, you? And I was like, yeah. She's like, no. I was like, I guess I'm walking next to this horse.
Oh my God. Like, horse, not strong enough for you.
Yeah. Well, horses are different. It's an animal.
Yeah.
Caballa muerte.
Dude, I'm trying. I have a picture of me doing the parasailing, and I'm huge. It's like,
I got to see this. I got to like hold it up to the camera here.
They're like, we can try.
Are you going to splice it in?
Yeah, they weren't confident that the parasail was going
to
work.
The guy who I was attached to did. No, it's not that. I don't know what the exact concern was. I didn't ask a lot of questions, but he seemed a little worried. And yeah. We still did it, and it was great. I had a great time. We landed safely. Fuck, I don't know where this picture is, but we got.
You landed safely 20 minutes before everyone else.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like they're floating up there. You're like, hey guys, I'm done.
Yeah, it's like, what's exactly the concern that I'm gonna like detach from the harness, or that like the wind's gonna blow us weird, or what's the problem? Man.
Did you guys see the story of the woman that was bungee jumping in like Colombia and it detached and she fell in a river? But here's the kicker. Crazy. The river was the border between like her country and another country. It was in Africa and she went to the wrong side and then they detained her for like a week because she like crossed the border into this country illegally. Oh yeah. God. And they like had to get her back. I was like, that is like the most terrifying thing. She had like 4 broken bones and didn't go to a hospital for like 3 days because
really?
They were like
Christ.
Interrogating her and shit. It was like she wrote a Medium blog post about it. But
not even a book
it came up in my family. It came up in my family because my brother said he was going to go bungee jumping, and then my stepmom went down a rabbit hole of everything to worry about with bungee jumping.
Bungee
so.
Jumping scares the shit.
Does not interest me.
I don't want to do that.
Like
I would
out
do skydiving.
Like skydiving, yeah, I do maybe. That. Like I would if like, you know, I hit, you know, the $900 million lotto and like now I have to like look for things to like give me some sort of thrill.
Because you can already fuck anything you want.
Yeah.
You can buy
then,
anything you want.
Then, yeah,
cutting
I'd probably,
it anymore.
I'd probably be down to, I feel like I need that exhilaration. But like bungee jumping is just like, bro, you're just on a string, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you're just on a string and then like it always looks like they're about to hit something.
Yeah.
It always looks like they're just like a.
Yeah. And there's that moment where they hit the bottom and you're like, is it going to hold? And
yeah,
they shoot back up.
And they shoot back. What I never understand, well, I guess I do understand it, but like I'm always thinking like, have they ever like shot back up and hit the fucking thing that they jumped off of?
In Joe Dirt, yeah.
yeah,
I was like, I don't really think that's how physics works, but
the closest thing to that thrill that I've done before, and it's more than close enough, is that you ever jumped off a high dive?
Mm-hmm. Oh, like a really high platform.
Yeah.
I went on the Atlanta slide. I was surprised because like I was always like scared of roller coasters. I was like never really wanted. I'm just like Kumail Nanjiani actually has like a kind of like a funny bit about it. He's just like the thrill is that you could probably die. Like you're just on something and one screw loose it goes loose. You're dead.
Yeah.
But for some reason I had good faith in water slides. I was just like, okay,
these are chill.
I get this. Yeah. Because you're just going down, like even if you're going really fast. But the Atlanta slide, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, there's some crazy slides at Splish Splash on Long Island that I went down.
Something about the water that makes me feel
sounds
at
like
ease.
A kiddie park.
Yeah.
Oh, Splish Splash is like actually pretty intense water park on Long Island.
Did you guys ever go to Action Park?
No.
Like growing up on Long Island, it's too far away.
What is Action Park?
They'd made, it's this like insane water / amusement park thing in Jersey, and it was famous because like 3 or 4 people died there every
year. I love
year.
How that's what makes it
famous. Oh yeah, and it was like the most unsafe thing. It was like legitimate like jagged rocks in the pools and stuff, but it was just supposed to be like kids being kids, and they would like maim themselves. There's a really good documentary on HBO about it with Chris Gethard and like a bunch of other people that grew up around there, but they closed in like I think it was like 2005 after some dude's leg went the wrong way. And they were like, I think they shut it down. But I wasn't sure like if Long Island people ever made it over there. Because it seems like it would have been a lot of
Six
fun.
Flags for sure.
We had Adventureland.
Okay. Yeah.
And wasn't that movie based on it or whatever?
Judd Apatow was like worked there, I think.
Oh, that was a good movie. I forgot about that movie.
It was a great movie.
And Freaks and Geeks is based on my high school.
Yeah. This is like the 18th time. Every time we have a guest, Corey throws that little fact in.
Yeah. Judd Apatow, Natalie Portman, Corey Oskowitz.
Yeah, all the legends.
Sio High School.
So American Pie is based off my high school. And Band Camp Girl. like the girl who
really
put
she
up
through high school.
She was based off the woman who was my sophomore English teacher.
Oh, no really?
So like,
wait,
first
she's also in How I Met Your Mother, right? Or is that a different
yeah movie? Well, the actress,
yeah,
not
yeah.
The actress was not my English teacher,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
The person the actress played was my English teacher. And every year at the first day of class, she had to tell people like, yes, this is based off me. Cause otherwise the entire year it'd just be like rumors.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, yeah.
And then like, so she would admit to it right up front. And apparently there's an interview somewhere where MTV interviewed her mom about how she was portrayed in the movie or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just fucking wild. Cause now I can't like think about that movie without my thinking about my English teacher putting a flute in her pussy. And it's like,
she was like, my favorite teacher.
Mind fucked. Oh, yeah, she was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
she was,
sure.
She was the coolest teacher, yeah. But,
damn, I
yeah.
wish I grew up in Michigan. It's fucking Long Island, dude.
Fucked up.
Damn. Corey, man, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for coming out. We really appreciate
this
it.
This was great.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Appreciate
plug
it.
Plug your stuff. What we got?
Yeah. Check out Kind of an Expert. That's at Kind of an Expert on Instagram. We got clips and stuff on, including clips of both of you guys that are up right now. We're trying to do an episode every week, but just started a new
what
job.
What are you
going
to
so
do?
Trying to figure it out. And then my other page is at Corey T Comedy. That's on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I post on all three, so check them out. And then, yeah, we do a bunch of shows in Midtown Manhattan. So if you're in New York City, hit up Three Monkeys.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, come through. Thank you for so much for some of them.
Happy to be here.
You're welcome.